And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious, Joe.
It's funny you said that, because last night I had salmon and asparagus, and on my asparagus, started when I was a kid, put mayonnaise on it. It's unbelievable. Just spread it out, and I realized, watching my dad do the same thing. Brian Baldinger, how are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing good, Joe. I'm glad to hear things. Never got too worked up. From this Milton storm down in South Florida. Everything looks like it's okay down there, and hope everybody else in the state of Florida is doing all right.
Yeah, we hope so.
Build up to all that, you know.
Yeah, no, we hope our folks in Tampa Bay and up there and Jacksonville and stuff are doing okay, because we had nothing. They were worried about, they canceled schools and a lot of people aren't working today, and the weather turned out to be a beautiful day down here. It's on its way to it, so that's good news down here, Baldy. But hey, boy, I'll tell you what, you spent a lot of time with the Jets. This thing just ain't adding up. And I know Aaron Rodgers went to my school, but the Robert Saleh, and the night before, Woody called him, but he just called him about his ankle and nothing about any changes taking place. I'm tired of people thinking that I have so much power in this organization. Okay, Nathaniel Hackett, man. I mean, it just doesn't add up. What's your take, Baldy?
Well, I don't know what to believe, Joe, because I'm with you. Something seems fishy. They're going to be on Monday Night TV. I was up there yesterday, but it was a player's day off yesterday because come back from London, not playing until Monday. So this is technically their first day of practice this week. It just feels fishy. It seems, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's just the whole thing. It just doesn't really add up. I mean, these reporters in New York, they're not making this stuff up. So they're not like just inventing, Nathaniel Hackett's going to get demoted. They're going to change the play caller. I don't know. It just doesn't add up. But I know Aaron categorically denied everything yesterday, had nothing to do with it. But the play calling stinks, all right? And the offense stinks. And that's usually, like, Buffalo fired their offense coordinator last year. Is exactly what they needed. Nobody wants to do that. But they didn't fire the head coach. And the defense is playing good, and Robert spends a lot of time with his defense. Like, the defense has kept him in every game.
Right.
I don't know. It just doesn't add up, Joe. None of it does.
Yeah. Before we get going here, I got to ask you, Dolphins got lucky, got a call reversed at the very end of the game to beat the Patriots to go to 2-3. And by the way, all of a sudden, the AFC East looks wide open. Like, if anybody can play well, it's yours. What's your take right now on the Dolphins and where they stand, knowing potentially Tua could be back in 2 weeks?
Well, I'm sure you were, like, jumping up and down with joy, Joe, in the broadcast booth when Alec Ingold found the end zone. I didn't think they were going to find the end zone all day.
I didn't either. Day, no, I'm with you. Went for a pass interference call, we probably wouldn't have on a 3rd and 20. Yeah.
I know. You got a break there. It's Joe. Like, look, I mean, Buffalo, I don't know how Buffalo lost that game the other day. Like, I just don't understand the play calling. They're down there on the 2-yard line. They're throwing the ball from the end zone 3 plays in a row. I mean, that's the worst thing you could do. Any offensive penalty in the end zone is a safety. You're going to lose the game right there. You got James Cook. You saw him a couple weeks ago. The guy's a hell of a back. Why wouldn't you just hand it off, make them use their timeouts, maybe you run for a first down? But I just didn't understand. Like, they could have got a little bit of, advantage or leeway. But, look, I mean, whoever loses on Monday night is going to lose their third game in a row in that division. And it is. It's up. If anybody can start stacking some wins, they might be able to pull away right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy one. By the way, on that Monday Night Football game, who do you like? Bills? I mean, Jets have had some success against the Bills. What do you think happens? How much can the Jets bounce back offensively?
I think they can. They can't run the ball at all, Joe. Like, I'm watching Jalen Wright and Achan and Mostert. They're running the ball good in Miami last week. I know it's against the Patriots. But they haven't been able to run the ball all year. They're last in the league. Like, if one thing Jeff Albert, the new interim head coach, could do is, like, put some pads on these guys, go out there and work on the run game. Like, it shouldn't be this bad. And if they can run the ball against Buffalo, I think they got a fighter's chance. Like, I think the crowd's going to be – they don't know what to do. They're not going to know until they see it. They've seen bad football against Denver 2 weeks ago. So they have a chance, I think, to win this game. They took the ball away from them a lot last year in a Monday night game up there and got Josh to turn the ball over.
Yeah, he did.
And so they get a couple turnovers. I think they could win the game.
So Deshaun Watson, you've got that game, I think, this week.
Yes,
boy,
I
I'll tell you what, this trade for what they gave up with the guaranteed money and all the ones
yep. –
is looking like a real bad. I'm shocked that he is this bad, no matter what he's been through, you know, and everybody's got nicknames for him, you know, the Massage King and all that stuff. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he's playing terrible.
So there's a play last week. They're down, I don't know, 6-7 yard line, and they run just basic crossers in the middle of the field. Washington completely blows the coverage. Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy. Judy's got his hand up in the end zone all alone. He's reading a rush, and he ends up sacking himself. I mean, Tyler Huntley, pick a guy. They're going to make that throw. I mean, it's a basic read in the middle of the field. That's whether it's man or zone, it's a basic read. He doesn't see it. And I'm like, I don't even know what he's looking at right now, Joe. Like, he's so – like, I don't think they can stay with it. I know the guaranteed money. You got to make it work. But the season's slipping away right now. And I don't care how good your defense is. When you're not scoring any points at some point, the whole thing just starts to unravel.
Yeah, well, boy, it's at that point. Were you surprised New England finally came out and said, this one's on Jacoby, we're going with Drake May, he's ready? Did that surprise you a little bit for this week?
No, it didn't surprise me, Joe. Like, you know, Bo Nix is developing, and Jaden Daniels has been great, and Caleb is getting better week in, week out. Like, you got to put these guys on the field. Like, obviously, you just saw it. They're not very explosive. But maybe the quarterback makes a difference. Maybe he makes throws to DeMario Douglas or Jalen Polk or Hunter Henry or somebody that, you know, Jacoby isn't making. And maybe the talent, you know, starts to shine through if they can protect him well enough. Defensively, they're playing okay. They're playing good enough right now to keep the score down a little bit. Like, maybe it's time because they're not – the offense looks like it's just playing in mud right now. And so there's no explosion to it. I don't have any problem. If the guy's wired the right way, if he gets hit a few times,
yeah,
takes a few sacks, whatever, all right, you'll find out a lot about him.
Hey, Baldy, where's Davante Adams end up? I think he gets traded. I don't know if you do, but if they do end up trading him, where do you think he ends up going?
Well, I mean, there's some teams that need, you know, Buffalo needs a receiver. The Steelers need a receiver. The Jets, like, they don't need a receiver, but it looks like Aaron gets what Aaron wants, and that's where he wants to go. Like, he could help them, but you're going to take somebody off the field to make that happen. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. But as you're experiencing right now in Miami, you can take these guys from another team in the middle of the season. Like, how much timing can you expect from any of these guys if they have never learned, don't know the system, are new to the system, new to
yeah.
the team? Like, how quickly can they assimilate into the offense? It remains to be seen, but Pittsburgh, that offense looks like Chuck Noll was coaching it right now, you know, 50 years ago.
You know, the other thing I've known, and I always think of you first, we got a lot. Do we do this every year, this offensive line? A lot of offensive lines are really, really struggling. I know we blame the college system. We blame the development. There's a lot of offensive lines, even in some cases with veteran guys, just really struggling right now. Do you see that across the league?
Yeah, I mean, you watched that Giants-Seattle game. I mean, Geno Smith didn't have a chance last week. Dexter Lawrence destroyed Connor Williams inside. The right tackle is a backup tackle. Like, they don't have five quality starters up there, and the Giants crushed them. But I see it across the league, though. I see it right now. New Orleans can't run the ball at all. They've got a backup center, a backup right guard. There's no depth. They're okay if the five are out there every week. I do see, like, the Giants, like, the Jets are terrible. Right now, they spent a lot of money on, you know, veteran tackles, and, you know, they've been drafting guys at the top of the draft inside at center and right guard, and they're playing terrible together right now. And so, I mean, literally, that Breece Hall is a good back. I mean, he can't get 2 yards right now.
Mm.
So I see the same thing But at some point, Joe, they're not going to probably do this. But, like, every offensive line coach says, okay, I understand the rules, no contact, blah, blah, blah. Like, can we put the pads on the offensive and defensive linemen and just let them work on some fundamentals? You know, like, you can't do it in shorts and helmets. Like, it just doesn't connect.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM Insider. Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Yeah, by the way, if you're going that dry chicken that you might have had the night before and you want to cut it up a little bit, put some cheese, the mayonnaise just makes it. If it's dry, you throw a little salt with that mayonnaise, you're back in business, man. That mayonnaise is fantastic. You a big mayonnaise person? Baldy?
I'm a spicy mustard, Joe. Spicy mustard and ketchup guy myself, man. But look, I'm not eating chicken salad. I'm not eating turkey without spreading some almonds on there right now. I mean, I'm just doing it.
Yeah, the spicy stuff, you don't get heartburn, huh? You don't deal with heartburn at all?
No, I don't get any of that.
You are a lucky man.
I got an iron cast stomach, Joe. I can put anything in there. Like nothing. I can eat anything and I can put anything in there.
So coffee and alcohol don't like each other on a Saturday or Friday or Saturday night. They can't.
I love both of them.
Me too. And they don't like each other. Tomato sauce now all of a sudden. I can't have the tomato. No, it's just gotten miserable, man.
We got to keep fighting it, Joe. We got to fight it.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
That's it.
By the way, all of a sudden, one of the great games that we have this weekend, Washington going to Baltimore because Jaden Daniels is starting to act like Lamar Jackson, the way he's not only throwing the ball, but the way he runs the ball. Are you surprised on Jaden Daniels kind of getting away from the other quarterbacks a little bit as the number one guy so far?
I'm a little surprised only because he's so advanced and he's so good and his decision-making is peerless. Like, I mean, it's just you just don't see guys coming into the league and playing like this. But his decision-making is unreal, Joe. His arm, like, he threw a ball to Terry McLaurin last week on the run. And, it was just a broken play. I mean, it's 60 yards. The ball's in the air. It lands perfectly in Terry McLaurin's, hands. I mean, everything he does looks like he's got the golden touch right now.
Hey, by the way, the other story, too. The Ravens all of a sudden weren't looking so good before. And now, well, they had some tough losses, don't get me wrong. But here they are 3-2. And Lamar and that business decision you have to make, running back that he has, those two together, what a running game they have right now. My God.
I mean, you could say that Lamar could be – I mean, he's easily in the contention for his third MVP the way he plays in Cincinnati. It's unreal, the plays. The highlights are off the charts. Like, his highlight reel, nobody compares to him.
Let me ask you, who's the best team right now? Are you still in the Minnesota? It's a great story. My God, they just keep winning. And
Flores is doing an unbelievable job, Joe. Flores' defense right now, Aaron couldn't figure it out. Nobody's been able to figure it out. Like, he's getting these free hitters and guys that nobody really knows. Ivan Pace Jr., Josh Metellus, Pat Jones. Like, these guys are really, Andrew Van Ginkle, but.
I was waiting for that one because everybody's pissed that we didn't re-sign him. Go ahead, you might as well get everybody going on that one.
In fact, even Coach Flores says, my defense isn't as good if Van Ginkle isn't in it. He's just a playmaker. They line him up everywhere. He picked Aaron Rodgers off for the pick six last week. That's his second one this year, Joe.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing. I mean, Harrison Smith is standing at the line of scrimmage. Aaron Rodgers has been in this league 20 years, and he doesn't know that he's coming. Like, he's got these people, like, they don't know. These teams don't know what to do against him right now.
And I got to tell you, just from when he was here with that aggressive stuff, guys love it. I mean, guys can say whatever. They love being aggressive.
Everybody gets a chance to make a play, Joe.
I'm with you. It's been just fantastic. Well, listen, man, this stuff's been great as always. Really appreciate you coming on, Baldy, and have a good week, man. I really appreciate it. We'll see you again next week.
You bet, Joe. You got it. I'll talk to you next week, man. Right. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
See you, bud.
Brian Baldinger joining us here this morning.
All right, he's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
All right, hey, real quickly, ED, low T, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. I just want to tell everybody out there, if you've been going through low T where you're tired all the time, you have no energy, ED, your sex drive is gone, and it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. It happened to me. 7 months ago. I had it before, did not know where to go, knew there was a big problem with both of them. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I didn't even want to go. Some folks here asked me to go, and I went down there. It was the best thing I ever did. That's how good it is. The best thing. Great results quickly. And I'm talking about better, more energy to work out, get more out of my weekends, really just living a lot better lifestyle. My sex drive is back, chasing that beautiful wife of mine around. So I'm really having a good time. I want you, if you're going through this right now and you've got questions going, oh boy, I got some serious problems. I don't know what happened. Well, if you got low T and ED, it can be fixed. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and everything else, man. Their professionals are great. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
All right, welcome back in here. It's time for our Stock Market Report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. And it looks like inflation came back hotter than expected, it says here. NASDAQ futures down 100 points, Dow futures down 100 points, and the S&P futures are down 18 points. So we'll get you another quick weather report here, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. And looking like some nice weather here around around South Florida, Joe.
Well, it's nice to get some good news with this weather stuff that got everybody freaked out. You know what they got me yesterday in the news? I don't know about you, Woody. We were watching, and, you know, my wife's really into local and all this stuff and won't watch anything else, wants all this. Some people like all this coverage, right? See what's going on in Tampa Bay, because we do have family up there, to be fair. And she's calling my niece up there to see how she's doing in the family. They kept showing that shot down in Key West, southernmost tip. If you had that picture, everybody's had that favorite, that picture, southernmost tip of the United States. Did you see the waves coming over the top of that? They kept showing that, and like the kids were out playing in it and getting wet, you know, it's kind of, and you're going, man, it's going to be real bad. If it's that bad down there, it's going to get bad around here. And so that one kind of got me. They know where to go for these shots, though. They know where to go, or you're going to get some reaction and some. Boy, the waves were going way over the top too. So
those tornadoes were wild, though.
Yeah, out west,
you, right?
Yeah, by the way, I couldn't even watch a movie. It kept going. It was on. I guess they were out in the Everglades there.
Oh, they're knocking you, just screwing with your cable or something.
Yeah,
your internet
getting knocked out.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. No, a little more serious. It's good. Listen, man, they're doing what they have to do and keeping you safe and laying low with everything that we have going on here. So, anyway, we got some games tonight to keep you busy. Whether you want to watch a little Panthers tonight, they're back in action. Maybe you want a little Thursday night football. God, it just seems like these football games, man, you just a couple days off and then you're right back at it. San Francisco at Seattle tonight. It looks like a good game. It does. It looks like it's going to be a really good game. And by the way, I mean, the favorite game I'm looking for this week, well, Monday, Bills at Jets, I think is going to be a fun game to watch. And I think it's going to be a really close game. But I got to tell you, man, I never thought I'd say Washington going to play the Baltimore Ravens. I guess you catch a bus on that one. They're so close to each other. And see what happens there. Washington is 4-1. One of the great stories with a rookie quarterback. That is really a great story, what they're getting out of Jaden Daniels right now. It just incredible. Running the ball. He's second in rushing as a quarterback. You know who's number one. He's number one every year and on pace for 1,000 yards, Lamar Jackson. But Jaden Daniels got 300 yards of his own, 5.3 average running the football. He's completing 77% of his passes through five games. That's unheard of. 77%? So anyway.
I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, he's the reason, him and C.J. Stroud are the reason why you got to, I guess, keep taking stabs at quarterbacks, right? Washington was just a pathetic franchise. And look at what, I mean, they got a quarterback, and now it's like.
What happened to that guy they had that had the 20 touchdowns, 20 picks? He went somewhere as a backup quarterback because they thought he might be the franchise quarterback, and he was terrible last year.
You're talking about the guy from North, Howell, right?
Sam Howell. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. But Yeah, I mean, you just look at it, like C.J. Stroud in Houston, he's changed that franchise.
Now, Caleb Williams has a chance. He's starting to play better, you know?
He doesn't feel like C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels.
No, he's not Jaden Daniels yet, no. It's just amazing how they turned that team around. That team was really bad last year.
Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But that's what happens when you get a guy like that.
No, that guy makes
so kind of
big. The quarterback, listen, there's a reason they screw up the salary cap when you got a good one. But they're that important. Look at this thing with Mahomes. It's a bad example, but who's he playing with? He's undefeated. They have not lost. And now they got a good defense. Yeah. And
Juju Smith-Schuster went for like 150 yards.
He's just put another guy out there.
Yep.
Sorry. Got a bunch of guys out. We got to keep rolling. Just keep this thing going, and they do. And then the Lions at the Cowboys. Always a great game. That's going to be fun to watch. Anything with the Cowboys potentially losing. They have not been great at home. is going to be really fun. And by the way, the Saturday, we got some really good games on Saturday. I know we're going to do them tomorrow, but Ohio State and Oregon, at Oregon, 2-3. I think Ohio State wins the game. I do. Oregon's had some scares here early in the season. Ohio State seems to be a little better. But I got to tell you, man, there's a chance Penn State could lose to USC. They're going out to play in L.A., and that would not be far-fetched to see them lose that game.
Yeah, Texas-Oklahoma in there, too.
Texas is so good. Texas got two quarterbacks
favored by
now.
Over two touchdowns, 14.5.
Yeah. I don't know about Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been a nice story, but since the coach went to USC, I don't know. Not sure on that one.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'll be honest with you here this morning, Joe. I've been watching a lot of baseball. I know the ratings are like way, way up for these baseball playoffs.
I didn't turn the Mets-Phillies off last
night.
Things
have been fun, man. I watched that Yankee game last night. It was a great game. Our guy, of course, just, you know,
Stanton hit the high fly ball.
They got that little back-to-back Marlin lineup there with Stanton and Chaz.
Yeah, nope. He looks like he was made for New York, too, man.
But these games have been very entertaining. The pace of the games, they're moving pretty quickly. He got a great one Friday night. Dodgers and Padres going for
Game 5.
Yeah, that's it there.
No, that's good stuff. But the Mets last night knocked out the Phillies, who were...
Mets spent a lot of money, man. They finally did it.
It's amazing. Boy, what a celebration. A grand slam, indoor grand slam, man. They could not get the big hit the whole night, and finally, after tons of runners on base and scoring position, they get a friggin' grand slam. So a 1-0 game, losing to a 4-1, you win. Just a crazy, crazy game last night. The baseball has been good, and the playoffs are just a different animal, right? Just a different animal, to your point. I agree with you 100%. By the way, tomorrow... just so everybody knows, we're going to have our high school football. We'll have high school football tomorrow night. Supposed to have a great weekend. Supposed to have a nice weekend. Chaminade and St. Thomas Aquinas going to play each other. And looking forward to seeing what that game's going to look like. St. Thomas looks like they've really been on a roll here, really punching people in the mouth. And Chaminade's made a nice adjustment since their loss to Ely. And have played a lot better, and quarterback. They've lost their quarterback and have overcome some of that, so they're right in there. So we'll have all your high school games tomorrow as well, and get ready for the weekend with everything else going on. Of course, the Panthers in action tonight for their second game. After everything they're doing, man, it just looks right. Looks right for a third straight year. The players they put together, the system that they put in, the general manager who's helping to continue to upgrade this roster, and an owner that signs off on everything, spending money and doing what they can do within the cap that they have. Just some really, really good stories on that team. And it's starting to run a little bit like what they're doing with the Heat, isn't it? Starting to feel like the Heat. Now, the Miami Heat. Great coach, Everything looks good. Everybody sold on everything with the coach. Not impressed with the team coming back here for a third year after the play-in system the last 2 years. 1 year got them to the finals, and the second year it got you knocked out quickly out of the playoffs. So Jimmy Butler's back. We found out Jimmy Butler, part of the problem last year, he lost his father and might have lost a little something for basketball. So he talked about that. If you haven't seen it on Starting Five with Netflix. Did you see it last night, Woody?
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
I haven't
either. Working my way to it. I'm working my way through the Aaron Hernandez thing right now.
You know, are you really watching that?
It's not very good, but I am watching it. I like to try to finish once I
start.
That's
such a sad, tragic, messed up story.
Yeah, it's all. And I'm only through.
God only knows how many people he's really whacked. I mean, it was just.
I think they know how many people.
No, they say didn't he have something to do with some other shootings, and they don't know in college now if something happened.
Don't ruin it for me.
Well, you haven't gotten to that part. Is Herb all over it, Urban?
He is in the yes, he's in it early. So is Tebow. The acting's it's pretty rough so far, but I'll give it another shot. I'll see if it gets any better. We have gotten a few texts about this, by the way. When Rafael Nadal, I guess, announced that he's going to retire at the end of the year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he announced it this morning.
I'm a big Nadal fan.
I know you are.
So much that I went over to see his academy.
All your guys are retiring.
Except one guy.
Which one?
Joker's still out there. One of the original four or five still.
Yeah, but he's not your guy.
No.
You hate him.
I dislike him. Hate's a little strong. I'm trying to stay away from hate.
You know what's going to happen?
I'm getting older. As you get older, you try to not say, I dislike this.
These guys are all going to join the pro pickleball circuit. You're going to have like Nadal versus Fed.
I hope not.
Could you imagine?
That'd be a real disappointment.
Well, I mean, what did we have down here? Agassi against Sampras, right? Or something
like
that.
Yeah, they got paid a ton of money. That thing they have at Hard Rock. I think they have it every year, man.
How much you pay Nadal and Fed to go play a little pickleball?
Didn't everybody get a couple $100,000? I think all of them.
I don't know. Hell,
Agassi came down with his wife and did it.
Yeah.
I just remembered that, Woody.
Yeah, you got to the end of the season, though, Joe, the end of the 2024 season. I don't know if you have any more tournaments left here, but
Nadal's the only thing he can play if he does play is clay. I think he's done with hard court. The hard court just kills him. Mm. Injury-wise, what a great career, though. And you know what? As good and as much as I like Nadal and Federer, they won't go down as the greatest, if that's important. It's going to belong to Joker. The Joker is going to be there with the most championships, right? Most majors. And that's what everybody's going to remember. I hope he didn't get any more. I hope those young kids keep kicking his ass and knocking him out of these tournaments. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here, man. We'll come back and hit the text machine a little bit and wrap it up with some other news here that we have. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I wanted just a couple things here Woody and I have been talking about. It's a great question for everybody, and they're unknown at this point. How much better is this team going to be when Tua comes back for the last 11 games, if he is back for the Arizona game? And let's say he stays healthy, which is no guarantee either, but stays healthy for 11 games. How good can they be? Because they weren't very good with him, to be honest, except that fourth quarter against Jacksonville. Or second half against Jacksonville. And then the other question is, are we better than the Jets right now? They score more points than we do, and their defense is a really good defense. It's ranked one of the top defenses in the league right now. Those are two very legit questions. How much better are the Miami Dolphins once Tua comes back? Do we get back in the mid-20s from 12 points a game now to, can we double that?
Well, you're going to have to. You're not going to win any more games.
Right. No, no, you can't.
I mean, I don't know how many teams left on the schedule you could score.
How much?
You know, 12 points against.
And then specifically, because you play them twice at the end of the year, how much are we a better team than the Jets overall?
You know, the Jets situation, if you think about it, is almost similar to the Browns situation. Like, the Jets went all in on a washed quarterback as well. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is worth anywhere near the headache that he's provided with this. Joe, he's given him nothing. I mean, they're 2-3 this year. He played, what did he play, like two plays last year or something?
Yeah, no, he had the year off.
Yeah. So, like, he's given them absolutely nothing. I don't know, man. I don't know that he's worth the headache that he's
caused. You can't put him
there.
In the Deshaun Watson. Don't do that. Is that what you just did? Did you throw Deshaun Watson?
It's a similar situation.
No, it's not.
And that
it's
they went all in on a washed quarterback.
But I will say that some of the stuff that's taking place, and I'm with everybody else, it just doesn't. Aaron Rodgers goes, I get way too much credit for having too much power around here. Well, Nathaniel Hackett's the guy you wanted. Everybody knows that. He was your coach in Green Bay. Everybody knows you want Nathaniel Hackett. And everybody else knows that he hasn't been a very good coordinator, and he still got his job. And this league, when you got a guy that's not getting it done, they're gone. We go through – look at how many coordinators. How many of you out there have been – head coaches, coordinators we've been through. First people get fired, coordinators and head coaches. And this guy still around. He was terrible with Denver. It was terrible. It was just awful, awful fit. So, yeah,
But it's almost insulting, like, to see Aaron Rodgers get on the show and he's, like, so defensive, right? Like, I don't know how else I can say this, but I'm just horrible, you know, offended by these
first
accusations.
First of all, he pulled one of the great power moves, knowing that he's a leader of that team when he skipped minicamp.
Yeah.
You can say whatever, well, OTAs, minicamp, what's – No, don't try to justify it. You know the deal. There's a big difference, even for – and by the way, you're the smartest guy in the league. You should know the difference in an OTA versus a minicamp. Minicamp, mandatory. OTA, if you want to come. If you don't, no problem.
But like Baldy was saying too, like, yeah, like the guys in New York aren't making this stuff up. There's obviously going to be some leaks from up there, right?
Yes, some of the guys that are really good reporters have said that Robert Saleh was getting ready to fire Nathaniel Hackett or demote him.
Like, don't do, if you feel like you have to lie, don't do the interview because people are not as stupid as you believe them to be. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers thinks he's just so, you know,
well, if you
a
think,
genius and everyone else a moron.
You think Woody Johnson just asked Aaron Rodgers about his ankle and hung up?
Oh, sure.
And didn't just, oh, I can't believe, what a coincidence. End up, we talked that night and he got rid of my head coach the next day. I had no idea he was going to do that. No idea.
By
I can't
the way,
believe it.
It'd be a terrible move by the Jets to not run it by that guy.
Yes.
I mean, should at least give him a heads up.
You would think that your 40-year-old quarterback, who is your – you're only going as far as he goes, by the way. Defense can't play much better than they are. That Aaron Rodgers probably in like, hey, this is what we're going to do. I just want to give you a heads up. Or, are you okay with it? And you know, they're saying now Robert Saleh wasn't Woody Johnson's first choice of Johnson & Johnson. Wasn't in on it and wasn't excited about him and was getting close anyway because of the way they played. But
Rodgers is dear friends with him, though, with Saleh, apparently.
Yeah, he really,
even after
boy,
that little act, he
say he's really close, really close to one of his kids.
Yeah, oh, they look very close. Yeah.
Robert Saleh, I was really close to one of his kids. Must have been hanging out there or something. Jeez. So anyway, but it is two great questions. Look at the schedule. Is Tua back for the last 11 games? How much better is this offense going to be? Because so far it hasn't been what it needs to be, and we got two big games with the Jets coming up. The only team we haven't played, we'll play them twice at the end of the year, towards the end of the year. I think twice in the last six games, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to be important. They're going to be to them because those two games we've been winning. We've been winning these two games against them. And it's going to be tough. Got Buffalo up there. Got the Patriots down here. And they have not been very good to this point. So, yeah, what do you think? How much better are we with Tua? coming back?
I don't think they're a playoff team, if that helps you.
Well, I figure they're going to have to go 7-4 with them to get to the playoffs.
I just think the problems on this roster, I think the roster is very deeply flawed. And I don't think that from watching the last, let's say, 2 weeks, right? I don't think you just plug Tua in there and automatically.
I
also don't think Tua is, I don't think he's one of the top tier quarterbacks in the league that you just throw him in there and all of a sudden it's better.
Well, how's he?
The other issue is I think he's having a tough time staying healthy, to be quite honest with you. But
well, he'll be smarter running. The question is the pocket, which you can't control. He's had concussions
from the pocket.
Yeah, how many
guys we've seen who got knocked out in the pocket recently? Derek Carr got the crap knocked out of him, right?
Right.
He was standing back there throwing. I mean, Josh Allen always gets the crap knocked out of him, but
so it's just a matter of can he stay off that shot on the back of the head?
Yeah. Why doesn't he wear one of those things, by the way, the Guardian
cap? He
had
to be wearing everything. I don't care what it looks like or anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, someone was bringing that up. A few people brought that up. Like, why not wear the Guardian thing?
Whatever percentage that they figured out, it helps you wear. That thing's made for guys like Tua. Really is.
You would think.
Hopefully he will.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know if they're a playoff team with him. I don't think so.
Well, if.
I just think the roster has too many problems.
The roster is not perfect. But roster has nothing in common with last year's roster so far. And the numbers are speaking out for themselves. A lot of different areas. They got some really good players now. Still got some really, really good players. I still love those two guys on the outside. Just got to figure a way to get them the ball down the field a little bit. Get that yards per catch up would be nice. Hey, man, I really enjoyed coming in today, Woody. It was really good, man. That was fun today. I had such a good time. Let's do it again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.